Blog Talk Radio.
The stars are aligning. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Brother, why you on with me?
Yashalom, Mark.
Hey, come out of y'all, sir.
Yeah, you all right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I talked to Cole, and I told him about this lecture what I was gonna do, and you know, because it deal with bloodline, and he told me to tell you hello.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But brother Drew. The reason that we have to look deep into this study right now is because my great-great-grandfather, Brother Drew, on my daddy's side, was born in 1840, and he died in 1960 when I'm a freshman in high school. And one of his main words that he used was half-breed. And don't nobody use. Did you ever hear that word used when you was growing up, Brother Drew?
Just in the cowboy movies.
Just in the cowboy movies, not.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. With that word in the 20s and 30s and the 40s and the 50s, that word was slung around. Everybody knowed who the half breed was, and a half-breed was a person that was mixed. And that means that if you was mixed with white, if you was mixed with Indian, and with grandpa, great-great-grandpa, this was a cardinal crime to be a half-breed. And because that means that that seed, he said, was tainted. It wasn't pure anymore. I didn't know what he was talking about until I understood those 613 moral laws that he was teaching me in Yahwehism, because it tells you don't mix the seed with inbreeding, especially with the Germanic race of people, especially with Magog, Gog, and Tubal. But as we speak right now, Brother Drew, I call him the greatest MF that ever walked the face of the earth for one simple reason. From the time period that the Germanic race of people who started off as a subhuman that was a Neanderthal and became part of mankind, they have conquered a colored race of people. They didn't have any pigments in their skin. They came out of the Caucasus Mountains. They went up there with pigment, but they came out the albino man. We can trace their history starting in the southern hemisphere, the eastern hemisphere, with Shem's people, the children of Shem, which is the Hindu people, when they conquered the Divinian tribe up there. We trace their history of them breeding with every colored nation of people. These people bred with them, has bred it with them for right at 6,000, a little over 6,000 years, to where in 2016, ain't nobody got walking around that's not a half-breed, Brother Drew. The only people that's not a half-breed, as we speak, is the two tribes in New Guinea. And they supposed, and these white people, the Germanic race of people, call them uncivilized. But I wonder if they uncivilized, has we been conquered, the whole world been conquered by uncivilized race of people. According to all books called Bibles, Torahs, Tanakh, Qurans, I don't care what books of history, it clearly tells you about these people. It clearly tells you that it would come a time period where some ex-slaves overcross the water would come back and teach these people the correct way. But that time is way a long way, Brother Drew, off a long way. But we just coming into the time period of that. But we can see that where the Bible was very clear about don't mix your seed with another race of people. And we can see right now that Magog, Gog, and Tubal, which is the Germanic race of people, that's what they call in y'all's Bibles and books of knowledge, they call those tribes, where they have conquered the whole world. They're in charge of the world, just like the Bible said that they would be. And they had conquered the world, and everybody was bound down to them, their beliefs. And you had to know where Magog is, and Gog, that's Great Britain and the United States. This is this nation of people, Magog and Gog. Well, everybody has bowed down to them for the last 6,000 years of them conquering the colored race of people. We can see right now that everybody, they have made everybody bow down to them. All the whole world, the Bible said, would worship these people, this nation of people. They would be done hoodwinked and cable-toed you up under the Scottish Rite Masonic belief as we speak, because that's the sign and symbols of America and the Yog Rite. And the Duncan Masons is the sign and symbol of Great Britain these Masonic orders, which have many other secret societies that came out of this order, but everything is kept when we keep everything Masonic. Protocol told us to keep everything on the Masonic. Keep everything Masonic, and you don't make no mistakes, then you can see. So I kept everything Masonic in a period of over 50 years of studying. Everything is Mason because I was born a Mason. Hell, shit, it was my Masonic training started at 3 years old. I'm 70 years old. I just had a birthday, April the 2nd, Brother Drew. But it would say that these people would conquer the words. Are you still there? Me and you can see right now, Brother Drew, that God, Lord, heaven, hell, angel, sin, devil, someone dying for your sin, hope, faith, they made a believer out of you. And you become a believer, believing in these words. Now, I find it very interesting that all of these words that we said, when we do ethmology, and that's why we study with ethmology, the five W's, the one H, ethmology in a chronological order, we don't make no mistakes then. These are Germanic words. Now, my question to anybody that look like me and you, Brother Drew, what did you believe in before you believed that there was a God, which damn near the whole world believed, the majority of the world believed in that one word, God, Lord, heaven, hell, angel, sin. You see it in all your religious books, in all the religions of the world. And anybody that looked like me and you, this didn't come out of our language, meaning it wasn't our culture. So my question is the people in the southern hemisphere, the Bantu people, language-speaking people, who call themselves Africans now, they've been renamed. That's why we need to go through this study right here of these names, because we know for a fact when he conquered you, he renamed your butt 100 miles an hour. You can see that from... You went from all the names that you done came all the way up until you become a black man that's a black American, just a African American or whatever you call yourself. Your name done changed many times because white folks change your name. That ain't who you are. That's who they believe that you were, and you being a believer, you start believing who they say you are. And when we go back and check the language of Bantu and Sanskrit, which was over in the east and over here, the Yalak or Dutch, these people ain't no, that word ain't even in the language. Those people believe in a deity. They didn't believe in no heaven and hell and angels and sin and all this stuff, and they had a way of life, and they had 613 moral laws that they went by, and they had a way of life, and they call it the ways of Yah, who was the original creators of us, that we came from these people from the 19th planet. We come from this, and this was the king and queen at that time, was that they put us here on earth was Yah, and they gave us a numbering system based upon the 19th galaxy where we came out of. And so, hell, we got to. We know the number 19. It ain't nothing that y'all started off with that's gone. But you had to understand how our mind works. Your mind has a body that dies, but that mind don't work. No, never die. It always come back. And so right now we are just, what we say, Brother Drew, we traveling back. We get another share
right
when we get out of here.
Right.
We do the Ishmael. Old man Ishmael. You remember old man Ishmael? And so,
yeah.
You know, we know how we travel, you know, and so you old spirits come back. The mind has to come back, and it come back through a teaching, and because that's what a mind is, and we're back on track. But when we go back and study this, it's very important that you understand. Now, when we started with this half-breed, old-time racial terms for the people of color, that's what I'm going to call it, Brother Drew. When we go back into this study, remember this is part of your genesis, how he genocized you and how he renamed you, and that deeds, if you go back into old deeds, they had these deeds in there. See, my mama is a half-breed. And see, that's the reason I know so much about it. Grandpa used to just, he couldn't stand my mama because she was a half-breed. He couldn't understand the marriage between my dad and my mama because she was a half-breed. And then she had Ashkenazi blood in her. And that's another thing we can, this white boy did. When the people came over to this land, Brother Drew, different ethnic groups of white people, they settled in different parts of the land. And where the states was where what we call states now, Alabama and Georgia, they was called, that's the Baptist territory, the Presbyterian territory, the Quakers. Each little religious sector had their own land and their belief over here because that's what it was free. Well, later on, these became states, and most of the states' names is that of the indigenous tribes that was there. Most of all your states, Alabama, Arkansas, these are tribes of people that was over here, Delaware. All of them was tribes of people that the white boy did. You had to trace him like what he's doing because he dealing with your with your mind. So it's according to what in 1770. 1717. I like that, Drew, when we look at that. That's 8 and 8. In the Carolinas prior to 1770, enslavement of Indian, who they called Yamsis and others, was done regularly. The term Negro, Black, African, slave, and Black Africans are the words we find in the old sense doctrine literature, which has become in common American language now. You either Afro-American or Afro-American is your modern-day construction of these people that on these deeds, when they sold you into slavery, when you came over here, what they classified you as, they had you off in these classes. And why they had you off in these classes, they had certain names to you. And when we go into the history of America, then this is what we find. The term Indian is the old form that derived from the fact that Christopher Columbus was lost as hell when he got over here in mathematical calculation and thought he was in East India, and he wasn't in East India. So the people over here, Brother Drew, us, indigenous people, got labeled Indians, and every damn thing came over here, think we come from a Semitic race of people. We didn't come from a Semitic race of people. Shem is not our father.
Right.
Shem is the father of the people that lived in the East. We know them as Indians and India and Hinduism. And that's Shem's people over there. That ain't us over here. But due to the fact that they got everything all mixed up, people right now think that you're an Indian, you're an American. Hell, America ain't but 239 years old. What was this place called? What did the people call this place before it was called America? We call it Athyra. In our language, Athyra means earth. That's all we call this place over here. We call it earth. And everybody in every tribe had their own hunting grounds and boundary lines. That's what we call it. And the place that we living in, that white folks named it Texas, we call it Taha. Taha means friend, meaning that where the Creek Nation of people live, the people that live by the creeks. And that's what we call the Natchez River, the Sabine River, and the Trinity River. We call them creeks. We didn't call them rivers. They were just a little old creek. Everything was pure water. You could drink out of it. It wasn't polluted. The fish was in abundance because we didn't kill what we didn't use and eat. And when we killed the animal, we had a ritual. Grandpa didn't just kill an animal. They prayed over the animal and had certain rituals that you did when you killed the animal and took the animal life for food. We had our own customs and our own ways and our own belief system, each tribe did, but we all stayed in Yahwehism and that form until this white man come and come and give them. Let's go over some of these names, Brother Drew, and that we can. One is, I see you kind of young. You don't remember. If you don't remember half breed, I know you don't remember this one. But one of the names was a Black Dutch.
I sure don't remember that one. But yeah, I don't remember that one. But half breed, yeah, I can recall sometimes hearing that.
I tell you what, do you know anybody that's Scottish or Irish?
Yeah, I know one person.
Ask him, do he know what a Black Dutch is? Because, see, they call them Black Dutches today because they say that they see with a certain, mix they see with certain people, and they known as Black Dutch. Okay, a Black Dutch, original white European with pure black features, meaning his hair was black, meaning that he was a brunette. See, a pure white person got blonde hair and blue eyes. Unpure Europeano has brunette hair and brown eyes. You ever seen a brunette?
Yep.
Okay, we got a whole bunch of them. But they dye their hair now. I'm talking about the brother. Now, you know who their dad is?
No.
Hannibal. That's Hannibal's children. They call them Mediterranean children. Those are Hannibal's children. Some of the most beautiful people in the world is when Hannibal mixed his seed with the Germanic race of people up there at that time, and when he conquered
uh-huh.
all of those, they mixed their seed. This is why the Sicilians and Italians, this is why white folks call them Guineans, because they half nigga and half white. You know the nickname that they gave him, Guineas?
Yeah.
You ever seen a guinea bird? He black and white. That's why they call him Guineas. That's why they call him Guineas. Yeah, see, these are old terms. That's these for your time, see? And I got in on the tail end of this shit. You know, they call him Guineas and Wops and all of these racial terms. This is what white folks renamed you. And get
uh-huh.
you, just like he renamed you a nigga and shit, and you get all upset He named you that. That ain't who you are.
Right.
This term has been applied to person with mixed racial hair. This term have different meanings to different people. It also has been used by some of the disguises as racially hair that answer the question, who are the Black Dutch? And this question is it the Irish, is it the Scottish that came and mixed? See, the Irish and the Scottish, when these nations of people came over here, they mixed their seed with the slave and the indigenous, with them trading posts, you know, in early America, especially the French.
Uh-huh.
And they mixed their seed. So when you mix your seed, you have the baby. The baby turn around and she get raped and mix her seed with some other kind of seed. Then each one of them things, these white folks came up with names for them. The word breed, this was applied mainly to Indians of mixed blood. That means when the Indian mixes blood with the slaves. And remember, if a Comanche, say my tribe of people, a Crow mixed his seed with an Igbo, my grandpa, because he told me he was stuck on an Igbo woman with that big butt. I don't know what he was talking about. He said them Igbo women had them big butts. If grandpa mixed his seed with an Igbo woman, what is the baby called? Because that's a Crow mixed with the Igbo tribe. It's still going to be a jet black baby like Grandpa and them was, and with them specks in their tongue, and you know how them blue-black people is on daddy's side, they speck a tongue. They say white folks, if they bite you, they kill you, just like a nigga with a rattlesnake. That's what white folks used to believe about. See, I was raised during that time period where this shit was going on in Crockett, Brother Drew.
Yeah.
Now this word Californian. Now this is a good one right here. A term applied to the first wave of Spanish explorers, priests, and soldiers who came to California in 1769. The soldiers was the one that mixed their seed with the Mexicans and the Indians that was there. Now check this out. These Spanish soldiers were Sephardic Jews and Moors and Gypsies. Do you hear me, Brother Drew?
Uh-huh. I heard you say the Moors.
This is how the Moors got over here. See, in 1769, they came to this area, explorers, and these soldiers mixed their seed with the Mexicans and the Indians, the Olmec and the Indians that was there, because Mexican Indians is Olmec. And they were Sephardic Jews, Moors, and Gypsies. It says California refers to both a people and a culture. Today, the descendants of those early Californians proudly claim their heritage. See, and California was named after a black woman. You have to go off into that. But I find it simply amazing. Here we got a Sephardic Jew, a Moor, and a Gypsy mixing seed with Olmec, and you get a Californian. They had another term. These are all terms that went in on these deeds and your birth certificate. If they put documentation on your ass back then, these are the words that went on them documents. On our documents, we got what? African American, But this is what went on your document. There ain't no African American. They had you class like this. A free issued Negro. That's a Negro or mixed race people free by manumission of birth, especially the child of a white woman and a Negro man, commonly used in Virginia and the Carolinas and Arkansas. Now that's interesting, ain't it, Brother Drew?
Yeah, especially when he said a white woman.
A free issue Negro is the child of a white woman and a Negro man.
Meaning the child was white anyway.
Right. But how in the hell did that mix and get without his ass getting killed and them not killing the baby and shit? That's and this is in Virginia and Carolina.
Right.
That means that all Negroes evidently weren't slaves. Just so that tells you another thing. FMC,
right.
A free man of color, free person of color, free women of color. This was especially used in Louisiana and on some U.S. census. A person with mixed ancestors, not a slave, often a mixture of Negro and white. Now, a darker-skinned person from a slave and not considered Negro, usually a Mediterranean, Near East, East Indian, Asian abroad, also applied to Native American. Now, this is when you done showed up, mix your blood with it. These are all these babies from these mixing of the bloods of different tribes that came over here from the slaves. They had the Fulante, the Fulus, the Mandingos, and they mixed their tribe with the Sioux, the Crow, and you got all these children with all these and you get these different skin colors, and so they got them as mulatto, quadron, oxron, and mustee. The next one we come to is called a free mixture. It was a person, not a slave, being part black and being part white or Indian. On your birth certificate, they would call you a free mixer. Now, I know a bunch of these is in Crockett, Texas. And then when I get home, I'm sure going to mess with because one of my tight partners, Big Griff, I didn't know this about this until I got this item started. Where his name come from? Griffin, Griffin. Well, see, that name is the name that was given to anybody. That was an offspring of a white and a black in Louisiana. That's what they call you, Griffin. And I'm going to tell Big Charles I know where his name comes from. he played right guard. He played right tackle. I played right guard on the football. We both made all state and all this together. That's what we had. We won all of that. We were notorious together, so we still hang out when I go home. But the name Griff, Griffe, Griffane, and Griffin, all of these come from a documentation of if you was mixed. If you was the offspring of a white and a black, you was automatically a Griffin. Now, and they had another one, they call you a half and half, a person of mixed blood, a half-breed, part Indian, or part black. Now, a half-breed, half-blood, half-blooded, the child of an Indian and a white woman or man may be applied to these. Blacks, often called high yellow, that's what my mama was called, often called, pronounced high yellow or high yellow, a light-skinned Negro person, and some say when they got to the mustee was almost white when they became the mustee. And this word mustee was what, if a man was a mustee, Brother Drew in Louisiana, they would castrate him.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't want him having children with a white woman. Because you couldn't tell, you just could tell. The only way that you could tell that this wasn't a white man, that they had freckles. And most of the time, the freckles of a mustee was on his body. So he kept clothes on his body, and they wouldn't let you see their bodies. Now, the mustee female, she became a contessa. You know what a contessa is?
No, I sure don't.
A contessa was a hybrided in New Orleans, a hybrided quadron or mulatto slave girl that was bred for the white plantation owners. That most of these, this was for their pleasure, and they that's where all them babies come from the contessa, from the women. Down in Louisiana now, they still have this stuff. We play for a lot of what they call cotillion balls, where they have their cotillions and stuff.
Yes.
They got a couple down now. I tell you who still do that here in Dallas, the Ottawa Club. You ever heard of them? It's a highly sophisticated black group of college professors and stuff. We used to play for them. See, Butler and I played for Rufus Anderson in the East Texas All Star. I played with him, an old man, till he died. He hired us to come play with him, and we did all of these cotillions for all of these fraternities and sororities and secret societies and stuff. But a mestizo, M-E-S-T-I-Z-O, person of mixed blood in Spanish America, a person of Spanish and Armenian blood, a person of Europe and East Indian blood, a person who is of Philippine and foreign origin. Also refers to a woman as a mestiza, M-E-S-T-I-Z-A. M-O-R-I-S-C-O-S. I don't know even how to pronounce that, Brother Drew. M-O-R-I-S-C-O-S. This is a Muslim of Spanish who went through a conversion process, turned to Catholicism during the Spanish Inquisition, and who became converts. These people are the descendants of the Moors who invaded Spain in 711 A.D. Like the Maroons, M-A-R-R-A-N-O-S, the Murgans, M-O-R-I-S-C-O-S, was part of the great melting pot of the Americas. That's a lot of history there about these people. That I guess the prison they move people that saying they Moors, they don't know nothing about the history of the Moors, because it ain't what they tell us, the Moors over here that we know. A mulatto, a person who is one half Negro, one half white. The child of one white parents and one Negro parents, from the Spanish and Portuguese word mulatto, meaning young mule. The mule is, of course, one half horse and one half donkey, a hybrid in Brazil. The term is used to describe a half Indian, half Negro person, a mulatto. And I didn't know that because I had to tell Mama. She always been hollering, "Well, baby, I'm a mulatto." I said, "Well, Mama, I just found out you a young mule, a young mule." I'm going to have me some fun, Brother Drew. I would say, Mama, go look up that word and say, oh, you might want to quit calling yourself a mulatto.
Right.
Because it means young mule. That's where the word comes. It's a Portuguese word. Mulatto means young mule. And the mule is a half horse and half donkey. He's a hybrid, man.
Well,
hybrid.
Brother, the one we got a student used to study with us, I think he want to make him some mulattoes right now. My nephew, he done went on the other side, Brother DeWall.
Yeah. Now, here's a good one here. N-E-G-R-A, N-I-G-R-A, N-I-G-G-R-A. This word started, came to the Southern speech power, the Southern drone, after Negro is pronounced Nigra. However, it was the flavor of being feminine in its feminine form, in the way Spanish used the A as a word ending to implicate the female. It considered a derogatory term. If a white Southerner said it is the white man's duty to take care of the Negroes, this demeaning quality of the statement was apparently Negro, Nigra, Nigger, Negro, Nig, N-I-G-R-O, a term that the Portuguese was using, calling us Niggerita. The white man just shortened the word and started calling the slaves in 1624, niggas. And we get all upset over that word, Brother Drew, that these white folks, the Southerners, he didn't want to say niggerita. He just said nigger. Here the niggas coming.
We could have been like a margarita, huh? We could have been a niggerita.
Here come the niggas. They ain't niggeritas. Here come the niggas. He didn't want to say the read it because of his Southern drawl. Atron, a person who is one-eighth Negro, seventh-eighth white, the child of one white parents of a quadron, from the Latin word meaning octa, meaning eight. A maroon. Now, this is a word that Grandpa throwed around like 560, because that's what he said his people was maroon. You know, I didn't, a lot of this stuff I didn't understand when I understand now, but when Grandpa was chunking his stuff around, I was like, he started teaching me around about 5 years old, up until I was a freshman in high school. And he would always tell me the stories, tell me fascinating stories, or he'd tell me stories of the Maroon, the Seminole. His partner was a Seminole. He told me about the Seminole down in Florida. And a fugitive or a runaway slave, one who joined with the Seminole in Florida. This word was applied to fugitives, Negro slaves in the West Indies and the Guineas. This word, origin of maroon, is the uses of from certain Spanish words, cimarron, meaning wild, free, a runaway person. this is what the word maroon is, a very dark, brownish or chestnut color when the mixing of the seed. And guess why he got this dark chestnut color, Brother Drew? He has Sephardic Jew and of Spain and Portuguese in blood in him, who was transferred over to Catholicism through the Portuguese and the Spanish Inquisition. And when these people fled to the colonies of America, especially Mexico, they mixed their seed. The sailors, the soldiers, and the sellers, they mixed their seed with the people there.
I ran across them, right?
And see, here's what you have to understand: the mixing of the seed of the Sephardic Jew. Who is this Sephardic Jew? Because it's two Jews: the Ashkenazi Jew, the Sephardic Jew. That means that they the children of Abraham. This Sephardic, so-called this Jew, this is Sephardic Yehuda. This ain't no Jew, he's a Yehuda that's over here. Yeah, his original name is Sephardic Yehuda of Yasharal and Rav. They constantly mixing their seed with the people over here, especially with the Seminoles. There's a lot of history on the Seminoles. Grandpa had told me a lot of the history, but the Seminoles are still down there in Florida now.
Right.
And we can see that now I like this one right here. But it's a Zambo. White man, you
Zambo, huh?
White man name us a Zambo. And a Zambo, Brother Drew, is a person who is three quarters Negro, one quarter white, meaning you the child of a mulatto and a Negro, and also the child of an Indian and a Negro. If an Indian and a Negro had a baby,
Zambo.
Z-A-M-B-O.
Zambo.
Not a Sambo, but a Zambo.
Yeah, Zambo. Okay. All right. I got some new names for some people now, boy.
Oh, shit. Now, I can't pronounce this word, S-A-C-A-T-R-A. This name is given to a griffin. We just went and a Negro woman of Louisiana. Now, a griffin and a Negro of Louisiana, they call them this whatever this word here is. But as we sit here, Brother Drew, we can see how the blood is mixed and the confusion today of how the mixing of the seed with the Germanic race of people. We lost the moral laws. They say they live under grace from these laws. And all the colored people, the majority of colored people, believe in God, Lord, heaven, and hell when it ain't even in your language. No black man got a language that can write God in it. They call them deities. They didn't call them gods. They call them deities.
Okay, gotcha.
Another word in there, in this white boy, religion. Ain't no black person believed in no religion. They call it a way of life. They call it the way. How did you start believing in a religion and all of these words. They ain't believe in no sin and no devil and all of this bullshit that you hear in Christianity, in a religion. Black folks, didn't, people of color didn't believe that until he got conquered by Magog, Gog, and Tubal, the Germanic race of people. Your Bible tell you that, your Quran tell you that, your Torah, any religious book, so-called religious book that's called the Bible tell you about these people. They also turn around and tell you that you had to come back and teach these people correctly because they had to conquer the world. That's our job.
Uh-huh.
They on the other side now. This, you over here in high-yah country. We're going to tell you about it, but y'all going to be wearing your ass out with the weather. She's going to kill your goddamn ass with the weather. She ain't going to be bullshitting with you with the weather. Y'all got blizzards right now. It's supposed to be spring.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all tearing your ass up. You ain't, she just warming up, though, Brother Drew. I mean,
right.
Y'all she's just warming up. She's just warming up. Shit, goddammit, the numbers is here. She's just warming up on your ass. The weather finna crucify your ass. Shit.
Praise the mighty Yah.
But yeah, Brother Drew, I've had this quite some time, this book, a long time, been in the family of all these different names because these people, I'm going to tell you, the war babies, that's my mama. My mama and them generation, mama was born like 1920, something around it now. That group of people that's living today, they familiar with these names, and they would tell you that they didn't. If you do, I know a word that you might have heard the old folks say is pedigree.
Yeah.
When you, I don't know if you came through this era. When you went to go see, call yourself Courtney and go to a girl's house, well, her family wanted to know your pedigree.
Right.
And everybody in the small town knew your pedigree, but especially in Crockett. But they were high on what family that you could talk to.
Right.
To the point where it was a caste, as small as Crockett was, it was a caste form of, we was put on a caste system, but the community also was in a caste system because we could only play with four families' children. You couldn't play with other. They discriminated against that shit. of you going and playing with these children, that children. Mama didn't play that shit. And
you know,
I noticed
like
that. Huh?
Indonesian people still like that.
Oh yeah.
They don't like. Yeah, they don't let their children to play with everybody.
Yeah, see, and I noticed just for us months talking, everybody was a school teacher that we played with the children, and we didn't get to visit these cousins, certain cousins. You shit, mama ain't gonna let you go in that house, even when you got up in seventh, eighth, ninth, 10th grade. So you had to ask, if you went over to somebody's house, you had to ask permission, because if your ass go to somebody's house and you didn't get permission, that was an automatic ass whooping. You didn't leave out the yard going over to somebody else's house without
right. You
asking
right.
Permission.
That was around in the 60s.
Right. You didn't go in the refrigerator without asking
right.
permission. Shit, you couldn't. You had to say, "May I have a drink of water, Big Mama?" And sit there. And sometimes they was slower by a goddamn answer.
He stroke.
Now, nigga, run into your refrigerated, boy, 100 miles an hour, don't eat mad. Eat up all your shit.
Yeah, drink your shit up.
You be looking for it and just go. Poo-poo done drank it. Shit.
Yep.
Poo-poo got his ass tore up. But see, we don't have any moral laws anymore. And I heard Reverend Barnett today on the show, but I'm going to tell him about it next week. One of the greatest things that our generation of people, that the X, the Y, people born after 1960, ain't no shame in their game. We had home training, Brother Drew, which they don't have, when we had shame. Even old hard-ass pimps like me that wouldn't give a cripple crab a crust to walk through a foggy butt on a boggy morning, I still had shame. It was some shit that I was shamed. I didn't want nobody to catch me doing that shit.
Right.
I did it, but I had shame.
Right.
These kids that's born after 1960 ain't got no home training and ain't no shame in their game, brother. You go on Facebook and see ain't no shame in their game. Shit.
Right.
They don't give a damn if you know them or don't know them. Whatever they want to do, this is the Wild Wild West. Shit. And
right.
See, it's a different. See, we had shame. Pookie ain't shot. Nigga born out in 1960, ain't got no shame.
Right.
Even I know, I pimped. The hoes had shame. They won't. They worked with them, but they had shame.
Yeah. They didn't want everybody to see them running to all them cars. They'll walk, huh?
Right. They didn't get out in the street and hold their dress up and let you see the merchandise or walk. We had sophisticated hoes. You didn't even know they were hoes. They looked like business women. Shit. But nowadays, you know a hoe when you see him. Because she butt naked. She butt naked.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay the hoes in 65 when I was out there in 66. To dress like these hoes dress now. Yeah, you could tell. They had dignity.
Yeah.
They were dignified. Diana Ross was the first one, her and the Supreme, went on stage with hot pants. The first one. Everybody had evening gowns. Dudes had tuxedos. Uniforms.
Yeah.
It ain't go on. No, everybody now, they try to have a contest of who the buck naked. Who the naked
yeah.
on stage.
Yeah, they can taking it all off night.
Yeah. You don't have to buy no clothes. When I was out there in the 60s, I had to buy clothes that match and all that. I can cut up some blue jeans and go to the concert. We can go do a blues. We got a lot of blues there. I can wear my cutoffs. I don't have to spend no
right.
money on no clothes. Well, the tacky I am, the boy I am in the end crowd.
Right.
No home training, no moral laws, and no shame. This is when you ain't got that, when you ain't got moral laws, you breed a generation of people from crossbreeding. Like we just said, this is what has created this. It's merely one. That's hell, because that means it's in the gene pool as we speak now. So it actually ain't no hope for the majority. Only a pitiful few. That's what all your good books read. Only a pitiful few will hear. Only a pitiful few. Well, goddamn it, we can see, Brother Drew, it's only a pitiful few.
Right.
It's only a pitiful few. So about that time, Brother Drew.
All right. Yeah.
Say,
right there.
Shema Yahweh, Yah Aben Yah, Ika, Kamariya, Aben Yah. Till next week. All right.
Kamariya.